Good morning and welcome to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, partner in charge of the IBM Center for the Business of Government. We created the center in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at www.businessofgovernment.org. The Business of Government Radio Hour features a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. Our special guest this morning is Jim McIntyre, the Deputy Assistant Secretary for Budget and Performance Planning at the U.S. Department of Labor. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Paul. Nice to be here.
Thank you for joining us. And also joining us in our conversation from IBM is Jonathan Brule. Good morning, Jonathan.
Good morning.
Well, Jim, let's start by giving our listeners an overview of the Department of Labor and the Office of the Assistant Secretary for Administration and Management. Tell us about its mission.
The Department of Labor exists to prepare and protect the nation's workforce in a short sentence. We're about trying to position the U.S. economy through its workforce for tomorrow's economy and to protect people and prepare people for today's economy as well. So it's a here and now mission and a get ready for the economy after next kind of a mission. It's pretty exciting.
And the Office of Administration and Management?
Administration and Management does everything that's you might want to think of as overhead, except for financial management, which belongs to the Chief Financial Officer's office. We do the HR, human resources, the IT, the budgeting, the planning, both strategic and current year planning, and all of the soup to nuts kinds of things that go with taking care of the department and enabling the programs to perform their function and carry out their mission.
And how about your office, the sense of the size, the people, and the skill set?
My office has two parts, the classic government budget office, and the other part of it has to do with strategic and performance planning. All total, there's about 67, 68 people. And my budget is about $11.5 million for this current fiscal year. And we handle all of the centralized planning and corporate planning functions for the entire department, not to say that everything is involved in my little orbit. Each one of the constituent agencies of the Labor Department, of course, has a budget office and a planning office and that sort of thing. But we're the corporate planners, as it were, for the secretary and the corporate budgeters, the connection point with the department and OMB, the connection point largely between the department and the appropriations subcommittees, and that sort of thing.
Now tell us about your roles and responsibility as the Deputy Assistant Secretary for Budget and Performance Planning.
My specific role is to coordinate between the two, to make sure that the planners are talking to the budgeters and vice versa, make sure that everything is coordinated well for the internal decision-making and discussion of things performance and things budget inside the department, to make sure that at my level things are coordinated with the other deputy assistant secretaries that are my peers throughout the department, to basically just superintend the processes of corporate planning and corporate budgeting and getting the secretary the best service possible for those functions inside the department.
Jim, part of your responsibility is implementing the Government Performance and Results Act of 1993. Can you give us some insights into GPRA and how this impacts a government agency like yours?
GPRA, to me, is not necessarily about writing reports or writing plans. It's about a disciplined process of managing performance, managing the value proposition of any government entity. Personally, I can't think of a better way to run a large public enterprise than the framework that's represented by GPRA. It just makes an awful lot of common sense to define where you're going in terms of the end state that you want to achieve and systematically over time lay out some steps as to how you're going to get there and then determine the resources that you need to carry out each one of those steps over that time span. GPRA, to sum it up in terms of how it appears to me, is just a systematized way of doing your business and achieving the value for the taxpayer that they give you their tax dollars to achieve.
Well, prior to becoming Deputy Assistant Secretary, you've had an interesting career in public service. Can you describe to us some of your previous positions?
I started out in 1968 as an 18-year-old cadet at the Coast Guard Academy. Spent the next 32-some-odd years in the Coast Guard, commanded several ships over that time period, probably a little over half of that 28-year period when I was a commissioned officer was spent at sea or on ships. And the rest of the time I was ashore in various staff jobs in Washington and one time in Miami and one time in Seattle. In various and sundry things, I had a very eclectic career in military personnel and aids to navigation, which is the way that the Coast Guard enables vessel traffic to get into and out of ports safely and that sort of thing. The last several years of my time was spent here in Washington, both as the budget officer for the Coast Guard and then as a strategic planner for the Coast Guard, all of which set me up nicely for what I didn't know would turn out to be my second career in budgeting and performance and that sort of thing. When I retired from the Coast Guard, I became the GPRA planner for the Department of Transportation in the DOT budget office. And I was sort of at the apex of the pyramid of corporate planning as the principal staff person for the assistant secretary and CFO that watched over budget and programs at DOT. So I was, in essence, the coordinator, compiler, and writer-editor of the department's annual performance plan and performance report. From there, I was fortunate to get hired on at the Labor Department, first of all as the GPRA coordinator there in charge of a small staff, and then very recently, last September, became the Deputy Assistant Secretary of both budget and performance planning, as we had indicated earlier. So I've had a sort of long, sordid history of budgeting and management and administration and performance and that sort of thing at many different levels of several different really interesting organizations.
How have these previous roles helped you prepare for your current role as Deputy Assistant Secretary? Do you have some examples or specific situations that have taught you some important lessons?
The one thing that stands out in my mind is in Seattle when I was in charge of the administration of a large Coast Guard region there was making the organizational transition between accomplishing all the administrative functions in that organization and transitioning those functions from one organization to another. It was kind of like a friendly takeover internal to the Coast Guard as the Coast Guard tried to realign itself and streamline itself in a fairly stringent resource environment. The one thing that we required focus on above all else was keeping our customers in mind, making sure that we provided the level of service that they had grown accustomed to and needed while we were in the midst of that organizational transition. So the one thing that I try to keep uppermost in my mind today is the fact that we serve customers. We, the Labor Department, we, the government, serve the American taxpayer, the American citizen. Their needs are paramount and uppermost, and sometimes it's easy to lose your grip on that here in Washington when you're having the kinds of conversations that we have in this town. But that's the thing that is the most important to keep in mind as we're going through whatever our daily toil is.
You talked about doing budget and performance planning at Coast Guard and now at Labor. How similar or different are the two environments?
Hugely different in mission and very much the same in terms of the internal things that have got to go on to manage that mission. Missions get done by programs, and programs don't work unless they have good people that are well-trained and well-motivated and competent at what they do. So the enabling things that my organization and the Labor Department do are really no different than any other large organization that has to have an awful lot of internal coordination and internal conversation about how to get things done. Missions differ, but internal processes are the same. You've got to plan your activities. You've got to properly resource them. You've got to properly take care of the folks that accomplish those missions, bring them on board, train them, take care of them as they transition out of your organization, that sort of thing. So it's very, very much similar to what one would find in my position in any organization, I think. Just the conversation differs because of the differences between the missions of different organizations.
That was an interesting framework about the mission and then the programs and the similarities. How is the Department of Labor addressing the President's management agenda, especially in the area of budget and performance integration? We'll ask Jim McIntyre of the Department of Labor to take us through this when the Business of Government Hour continues.